Good evening and welcome to the second annual No Rest for the Weekend Awards. I'm your host, Emmeline Pryor. Now, we still don't have a cooler name for the award or a physical trophy or statuette to hand out, but there's still a lot of wonderful cinematic works to celebrate from 2023, and we're going to honour them here tonight. Right after this quick word from our sponsors.
Sponsored by JMR Rentals, professional digital cinema and broadcast equipment rentals in Brooklyn, New York. JMRNY.com. The Tonkawa Film Festival, celebrating short films from around the world. TonkawaFilmFestival.com. NNYL Beauty Cosmetics, celebrating the beauty in life. NNYLBeauty.com. And by NYC Webfest. Attention content creators, NYC Webfest is your premier festival for web series and short film. NYCWebfest.com.
For this year's awards, we had our crack team of fans, critics and professionals vote on the unique criteria of actually watching the films and clicking buttons to align with their opinions. No campaigns, no press conferences, just a bunch of movie lovers voting for the movies they love. Novel concept, that. To begin the festivities, here's our first special guest presenter, the founder of the Tonkawa Film Festival, James Oxford.
The first award presented tonight is for one of the most important elements of any film, the script. The quality of the writing is crucial to conveying the tone and message of the work to the audience. And our writer wants you all to know that to be recognized here, a candidate needs to be eloquent, clever, poignant, and really, really, really good. The nominees for Best Screenplay are Cord Jefferson, American Fiction, Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach, Barbie, Eric Roth and Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon, Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer, and Tony McNamara, Poor Things. And the award goes to Eric Roth and Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon. Congratulations.
And now, to present the awards for the best supporting performances of the year, two of our favourite performers, Stephanie Bloom and Eileen Evans.
The actors in supporting roles often provide the perspective that elevates the story and the journeys of the leads, and sometimes they effortlessly steal every scene they're in.
Either way, we love them. The nominees for Best Actor in a Supporting Role are
Willem Dafoe, Poor Things.
Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer.
Ryan Gosling, Barbie.
Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things.
And the award goes to Ryan Gosling. Congratulations on a spectacular performance.
And now, the nominees for Best Female Actor in a Supporting Role.
Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer.
Danielle Brooks, The Color Purple.
Claire Foy, All of Us Strangers.
Julianne Moore, May December.
Florence Pugh, Oppenheimer.
And the award goes to Danielle Brooks. Congratulations, much deserved.
Back to you, Emily.
Next up, let's begin our celebration of different genres of 2023 movies with No Rest for the Weekend writers Danny Mendes and Mary Beth Thewerson.
There are few things better at the movies than a spectacular action scene. The perfect blend of camera work, editing, effects, and stunts get the adrenaline flowing and your blood pumping. The excitement offered by these five nominees for Best Action Film all exemplify the qualities that leave our hearts racing. The nominees are John Wick, Chapter 4, The Killer, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Silent Night, Sisu, and the award goes to John Wick Chapter 4. Congrats on the award, and here's to even more bombastic work in 2024.
In Singin' in the Rain, Donald O'Connor famously sang that all the world loves a laugh. And we're here to recognize great achievements in both aspects of that cinematic truth. Here are the nominees for Best Comedy or Musical Film. American Fiction, Asteroid City, Barbie, Bottoms, Poor Things, and the award goes to... Barbie! Well done, and thanks for letting us share in all your silly glory. Back to you, Emmeline.
We here at No Rest for the Weekend believe that all types of film deserve the spotlight, be they funny, dramatic, or in this case, supernatural and thrilling. Here are the nominees for the Best Science Fiction or Horror Film. The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Thanksgiving, Talk to Me, and the award goes to... Godzilla Minus One. Congratulations on keeping us all on the edge of our seats. In addition, we'd like to single out one of the greatest performances of the year by one amazingly method actor, who took a very hands-on or pause-on approach to his role. We present this special award for Best Performance by a Bear to the Cocaine Bear. How you survived your preparation for this film is beyond us, but we salute you. And now, from the ridiculous to the sublime, here to present the prestigious No Rest for the Weekend Scientific and Technical Awards, Eileen Evans and Stephanie Bloom.
It is our honor to recognize the following achievements in artistic and technical elements from the past year.
For cinematography, the award goes to Matthew Labatique for Maestro. His use of lighting, different aspect ratios, and unbelievably smooth camera movement paint a beautiful portrait of legendary conductor-composer Leonard Bernstein.
In the field of editing, we tip our hat to Jennifer LeMay for Oppenheimer, who seamlessly weaves timelines together for the highest thematic impact. For a film that clocks in at 3 hours, she amazingly keeps us on the edge of our seats.
This year, two teams of talented artists share the award for Best Makeup: Louisa Abel and her incredible hair and makeup team for Oppenheimer, and Nadia Stacey for her team in Poor Things. From the naturalistic wrinkles on Cillian Murphy to the grotesque prosthetics on Willem Dafoe, these amazing artists help to define these characters and tell their stories through makeup.
In visual effects, we single out the latest entry in Japan's long-running kaiju franchise, Godzilla Minus One. Not only did Takashi Yamazaki supervise the effects along with his duties as writer and director, but he and his team pulled off spellbinding visuals despite the small budget, making Godzilla feel as real and menacing as ever.
And finally, special consideration must be given to Greta Gerwig's Barbie for Best Music of the Year. The soundtrack incorporates classics like Indigo Girls' Closer to Fine and Matchbox 20's Push, along with in-universe character performances and a slew of fantastic original tracks from Dua Lipa, Lizzo, and Billie Eilish. And of course, no one can forget the absolute show-stopping song and dance battle that is I'm Just Ken.
And now, back to Emmeline for more awards.
Given the impact that artificial intelligence has had on the film industry this past year, we here at Behind the Rabbit Productions have decided to create our own AI robot right here in Brooklyn. So, to present the award for Best Animated Film, please welcome BillBot 22.
Hey kids, BillBot 22 here, taking a break from all my work replacing every one of you with AI to present the award for Best Animated Film, which honors the artistic style, limitless visual storytelling, and imaginative worlds of animation, including the ones where the robots have finally taken over. The nominees are The Boy and the Heron, Suzume, Nimona, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Voice, The Peasants. And the award goes to Spider-Man Across the Spider-Voice. Congratulations on your victory. Now let's take things out to our man in Hollywood, Bill Hammond.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bill Hammond, and I actually paid to see this. And once again, it is my distinct honor and privilege to be a part of this wonderful process. First up for me tonight, we have Best Documentary Film. This year's field features a wide array of topics, from a first-hand view of global conflict, to examinations of the effects of extremism, to deeply personal stories about surviving and thriving in the face of adversity. The nominees are 20 Days in Mariupol, Four Daughters, The Mission, Occupied City, and Still, a Michael J. Fox movie. And the award goes to Still a Michael J. Fox movie. Congratulations, and thank you for continuing the tradition of showing audiences the truth of the world, no matter what they may be. And stay strong, Mr. Fox. We love you. Truly. Next up for me is the award for Best International Film of 2023. This year, we have a very diverse crop of hopefuls that run the gamut of styles and themes, from an animated film about rural life at the turn of the 20th century, to a pensive character piece about a man who's found happiness in life's simple pleasures, to an historical class warfare epic featuring some of the most memorable performances of the year. Here are your nominees. 20 Days in Mariupol from Ukraine, The Peasants from Poland, Perfect Days from Japan, The Promised Land from Denmark, and The Teacher's Lounge from Germany. And the award goes to from Ukraine, 20 Days in Mariupol. Congratulations to this wonderful crew from the Associated Press. Thank you for bringing us the truth of what is going on half a world away. And know that no matter what, we are with you. Slava Ukraina!
Before we hand out our final awards of the evening, here's our own Eric McClanahan with a special presentation.
Good evening. The craft of acting is not one to be taken too lightly. It demands years of study, dedication, and method to properly capture the essence of a character and make them resonate with an audience. One such performer from our generation has shown this skill more consistently and thoroughly than any actor working today. Whether it's his understated work in the action trifecta of The Rock, Con Air, and Face Off, or his gripping intellectual turns in Vampire's Kiss or The Croods, he always gives us full cage. For these timeless masterpieces and many, many more, we here at No Rest for the Weekend bestow our first ever Lifetime Achievement Award to Nicolas Cage, the man who shows us all the unbearable weight of massive talent. In celebration of this honor, we present a special category, the best performance by Nicolas Cage in a 2023 film. You see, in addition to his unique skills, the man's output and work ethic are beyond admirable, appearing in 7 feature films this year alone. And those nominees are Butcher's Crossing, Dream Scenario, The Flash, The Old Way, Renfield, The Retirement Plan, and Sympathy for the Devil. And the award goes to... Nicolas Cage for his performance in Dream Scenario. We thank you, we congratulate you, and we honor you, sir. Back to you, Emmeline.
Just a few more awards to hand out. So let's send it down to Miami, Florida, to another special guest presenter, the founder of NYC Webfest, Lauren Atkins.
Our next award goes to the main creative force behind some of the best films of the year. Without their artistic vision, these films would not be possible. The nominees for Best Director are... Greta Gerwig, Barbie. Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things. Hayao Miyazaki for The Boy and the Heron. Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. And Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon. And the award for Best Director goes to... Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things. Congratulations on this wonderful achievement.
Back once again to present the awards for the Best Lead Performances of the Year, Stephanie Bloom and Ilan Evans.
These nominated actors and actresses breathed life into their characters and wowed audiences the world over with their dramatic skill.
First, the gentlemen. The nominees for Best Actor in a Leading Role are...
Leonardo DiCaprio, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Adam Driver, Ferrari.
Paul Giamatti, The Holdovers.
Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer.
Andrew Scott, All of Us Strangers.
Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction.
And the award goes to... Jeffrey Wright. Congratulations.
Moving on to the powerhouse women commanding the screen, the nominees for Best Actress in a Leading Role are...
Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Greta Lee, Past Lives.
Carey Mulligan, Maestro.
Margot Robbie, Barbie.
Emma Stone, Poor Things.
And the award goes to... Lily Gladstone. Congratulations. Back to you, Emmeline.
For our final award of the evening, we have another special guest presenter. You'll know her from her many film and television roles, Allison Psycho.
Finally, it's the award we've all been waiting for. The year in film for 2023 had its ups and downs, from tales of laughter and triumph to the fight on the streets for fair and equitable working conditions. When the dust settled, these five films stood head and shoulders above the rest, all of them worthy of the title of Best Film of 2023. Here are the nominees. American Fiction, Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. And the No Rest for the Weekend award goes to... Oppenheimer. Congrats to you and to all the nominees for giving us new and memorable stories to last well beyond the turning of the calendar.
That's all for the second annual No Rest for the Weekend Awards. As always, thank you for taking this trip down the rabbit hole with us. A special shout out to our sponsors, JMR Rentals, the Tonkawa Film Festival, NNYL Beauty, NYC Webfest, and of course, our wonderful cast and crew. From all of us here at Behind the Rabbit Productions, I'm Emmeline Pryor. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next year. Good night.